WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Friday morning, and waiting for Aaron to call in. Maybe he forgot. Maybe he got busy. He's a busy guy. That's all right. If he can call in, he will. If not, you can find his new Facebook group on Facebook. It's called the New Bedford Highway Murders. But we'll hopefully get a chance to connect with him, even if it's not today. We'll have him on because we want to get an update on everything that's going on with the documentary for sure. At least as much as he can say, because it's in those stages sometimes where you can't say things necessarily. So we have our Fun Friday question of the day. Fun Friday here on the program, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And our question today is, what was the name of your first pet and what was it? Now, we are not trying to steal your password, as someone commented on the Facebook page. We just want to have some nice, positive, fun pet discussion after all the horrible news this week about people who have had pets die because they left them in hot cars or left them tied up to something. And we need some good, heartwarming pet stuff to wrap up the week and for Fun Friday. But we can talk about the stories that are in the news. The latest on the Gabriel House fire in Fall River is that a 10th victim has now, there's now a total of 10 victims after the woman passed away in the hospital from her injuries. She had suffered burns all over her body. They also released, the police released the body cam footage of the officers that went in and saved people. You can watch them heroically saving people and get an idea of what it was like in the fire conditions. Also in that same story at WBSM.com, the WBSM app where you can see that video, you can also read the inspection reports for the Gabriel House going back 6 years. The city of Fall River released those, and so we link to them in the story. You can read them for yourself. We also have the news that the city council passed the budget amendment there for the Zeitarian. So now the Zeitarian support agreement is being fully funded, $495,000. But what does that mean going forward? Because many counselors still have questions about how that money is being used. And Chris will talk more about that. He actually, you know, he watched the meeting last night, so he's going to have more to bring you. I was at the Cyndi Lauper concert, which was fantastic. Maybe you were there too. Maybe you won some tickets from us. I hope that you enjoyed it as much as I did. But then I know many of you were either downtown for 50s night or you were home listening to 50s night on the radio. I'd love to get feedback, what you thought. You know, is there something that we could do better? Is there something that was missing? Something that you liked, something that you didn't like? Let me know, 508-996-0500. Because what I do is the day after 50s night every year, I have a big Google Doc. And I just go in and I put anything that struck me as, you know, could do better with this. And then inevitably, I don't end up doing any of that stuff. But I was thinking about, you know, we need to have some more kind of fun 50s things. You know, maybe see if I can get some. The problem is I wish we had some vintage WBSM stuff, but we just don't have it. I'd love to have like old, you know, BSM jingles from the 50s, but the best I can do is mix in those ones we had from the early 2000s, which I've done in the past. So there's, you know, always going to be a little bit of tweaking, but I hope that you enjoyed it. And the one good thing is all the music played through this year. Every time I checked in, I was hearing music. It didn't go off the air, as far as I know. Which was something that took us a little while to figure out because, again, we are not a music station and our computer isn't built for playing music. We're built for talk, where we have hard breaks and where the news fires off the top of every hour. You know, it's not built for music. But I think we finally figured out how to get around that and have it play uninterrupted. So hope that you enjoyed it. And as I was mentioning before to Sketty, we will bring it back every year as long as we can. Sometimes, you know, because we're not a music station, sometimes there's certain windows of time when we can't play it. But we got it done. And speaking of getting it done, how would you like to save yourself some major money while dining out? We've got a number of great Seize the Deals already up at seizethedeal.com, but we have even more going on sale today and tomorrow. So right now, if you go to seizethedeal.com, I'm just going to give you some of the deals that are live right now. Two $25 certificates to Interbay for just $25, right? Buy one, get one free. $50 in e-vouchers to Old Grist Mill Tavern. You can take part in their Lobster Fest right now. Had some lobster from their other restaurant, Tipsy Toboggan, yesterday. Carl brought in some lobsters. Oh, my God. I haven't had lobster that good in so long. And huge. It was so big. Gazelle and I, you know, and certainly Gazelle, as Chris McCarthy calls him, he's a Yeti. He couldn't even crack these claws with the lobster crackers. We had to get a hammer. And so delicious. $50 in e-vouchers to the Old Grist Mill Tavern for $25. That means you buy them right now. You get that code sent to you. You can go use them right away. $40 to Portsmouth Public House for $20. $25 gift certificate to Paizoni's for $12.50. Plus deals for Caliente Mexican Grill, Friendly's Ice Cream, Festiva Restaurant, Royal Grill, Lobster Pot. And these are all half-off deals or buy-one-get-one deals. We've got the Vault, $50 to the Vault for $25. And at 9 a.m., it'll go live at 9 a.m. Fun 107 is there broadcasting this morning. Two $25 gift certificates to Toast and Jam for just $25. So basically, buy one, get one free. $25 gift certificates to Toast and Jam. Goes on sale live at 9 a.m. this morning. And then tomorrow at 11 a.m., a $20 e-voucher to Dairy Maid in New Bedford for just $10. So again, e-voucher means you're going to get it sent to you right away in an email, and you can go use it that day. Otherwise, it takes a day or two for the deals to arrive, the certificates to arrive. But now with these e-vouchers, you get them instantly. So check out seizethedeal.com. And if you don't see all of these local deals, just go up and change your location in the upper left-hand corner to New Bedford. But all of these deals are available for you right now. But hurry, because they don't tend to stick around. The other day, we had that camping deal. Remember, we were talking about what a great deal it was to get $1,000 in credits to Jellystone and Carver for just $500. That's the fastest I've ever seen a deal sell out. It was like 10 seconds, they were gone. So many people trying to get on those deals, we crashed the Seize the Deal website. They just sold out in seconds. So that's why if there's something that you want to make sure you get there right at the time it goes on sale. But then there's always a few things to find on there too. You should check it every day. And those are half price deals. But if you like free things, have I got a free thing for you? How about washing and drying your clothes for free? Because on Saturday, June 27th, it is free laundry. July 27th. Trying to go back in time here. Saturday, July 27th, it's going to be free laundry day at Dash Laundromat. Their third annual free laundry day. And it's going to be bigger and better than ever because it's also going to be the opening of their new location in New Bedford. So you still can go to One State Road in Dartmouth, right there over by the Shaws. But now they also have a second location opening up across from Kilburn Mill in the old Advance Auto Parts on Rodney French Boulevard. So you can go to either location on Saturday, July 27th for free laundry day. Wash and dry your clothes absolutely free. It's going to be great over there. I'll be over there. I think we're going to be broadcasting from there. But, you know, I think I'm going to try to go to both. The same day. Why not, right? Especially because I can throw in a load of laundry while I'm there. But this is going to be the biggest free laundry day ever. So you know what? Let it pile up. Let it pile up over the course of the next week. And don't worry about washing or drying your clothes. You can bring them on down next Saturday, July 27th, and wash them for free, dry them for free at Dash Laundromat. Plus, there'll be giveaways, there'll be food, there'll be lots of family fun. And if you've never been in Dash, it really is like a fun place to do your laundry. Brightly lit, music playing, TVs that have Disney Plus on them for the kids. Or, you know, adults want to watch some Disney Plus too, that's fine. But all kinds of fun stuff always going on over there at Dash. Plus free Wi-Fi, a charging station. And the new location is going to be even bigger and better than State Road in Dartmouth. So make a plan to head on out there July 27th for free laundry day, and I will see you over there. 508-996-0500. We've got a call coming in here, so let's take that. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Not too bad. Hey, just a quick note. It's not Saturday, July 27th. Sunday, July 27th.
Thank you so much. You're right. Yes. I was up way too late last night.
No worries, brother. It was nice meeting you last week, by the way.
Oh, I'm glad we got a chance to.
When I came by the station.
Yeah, I'm glad. Well, I mean, anytime somebody wins something, I'm happy for them, but it's always better when I get to answer the door.
Absolutely. And the food there at the Rose Alley, awesome.
What'd you get?
Me and the wife, we got the fish and chips, and she got the seafood platter.
Nice.
It was right on point.
I was just raving. I was raving about their pretzel sticks that they have, like their breadsticks that are pretzel. I was raving about those to somebody last week. Those were amazing.
I got to try those next time. But, I mean, the fish and chips and the seafood platter was great. And great service over there, great drinks, just like you guys advertise all the time.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
Thank you, bud.
Have a good weekend.
You too, bud.
All right. Yeah, I mean, the Free Food Friday giveaways were a huge success with Chris. I think we're out of those certificates, though. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't still tune into South Coast Now. But, yes, the food at Rose Alley is excellent. And I was at the Plymouth Bay Winery with Stephanie last week. She's going to be doing a little work over there, doing some tastings and stuff. And because she helps with the she does the marketing thing. So she's learning more about the product. And so I went over there with her while she was going to work a shift, and we had some of their pretzel bites, and we were dipping it in the Ray's sea smoke mustard. And I said, you know, like, your pretzel bites are really good, but I also have these really good pretzel sticks at Rose Alley. And so I said, you know, next time I know I'm coming down, maybe I'll have to swing by and grab some of those to bring down to you. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Today's Fun Friday question: what was the name of your first pet and what was it? Again, not trying to steal your password. It's just our Fun Friday conversation. I know somebody commented that on Facebook already. Let's take a call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
So, it's not Friday or Saturday. The 27th is a Monday. The 26th is a Sunday.
Come on now.
I swear. You're both wrong.
No, I'm looking at the calendar right here. July 27th is a Sunday.
July 27th?
Yes. Yes, July 27th is a Sunday.
25th is a Friday, 26th. All right, yep, all right.
I think we're all just a little tired this morning.
Wow. Yeah, I guess so. All right, enjoy.
You as well. All right, I got to take a break here while we all kind of get another cup of coffee in us here. 508-996-0500, we'll be right back. This to sing about, you know it. Welcome back in. We're going to be going into the news in just a moment. But before I do, I want to let you know they have announced when the public hearings are going to be happening with the Board of Health in relation to the South Coast Renewables site suitability application. So as you know, the state said that it can move forward. And the next step is that the Board of Health has to have these public hearings. And then after that, then the process moves to the next step. So this public hearing is really your last chance to have your voice heard in this process. And the public hearings are going to happen August 5th, 6th, 7th, and 26th. And additional dates will be announced as necessary. But August 5th, 6th, 7th, and the 26th at 6:30 p.m. at Pulaski Elementary School in New Bedford. That's on Braley Road, far north end. This is all on the City of New Bedford website. Now, if you want to be what they call an intervener in this meeting, so that means if you want to speak at this meeting, there's paperwork that you got to fill out to be able to do that. You must file a petition to intervene with the Board of Health no later than 5 p.m. on July 22nd. So that means you have until Tuesday at 5 p.m. to let them know that you want to be an intervener at this public hearing. Otherwise, if you want to attend, that's different. But this is if you want to be an intervener. If you want to make comment, you know, written comment, you can submit that at the meeting or before, and that will go on the file. So if you don't want to speak at the meeting, but you want to have your say, you can write it down and submit it. And that will be taken into account as part of the public comment. So, but again, you can find this all on the City of New Bedford website. Also, the group that has been fighting against this, South Coast Neighbors United, they are working with people to help determine who's going to be part of this citizens group. If you want to be an intervener with their group, they have a form that you can submit to them as well. And you can get to their website, scnu.us. So South Coast Neighbors United, scnu.us. And then that's the group that you can, and they'll, if you're not sure, they'll help you out. They'll walk you through the steps of how to submit this information to make sure that you have a chance to be an intervener if you're somebody who wants to speak at this hearing. But if you just want to have your comments known, you can put those down in written form, you know, write them out. I would suggest typing them out, printing them out, and then you can submit them in person at any one of these meetings. And we'll see if we can't get Wendy on. You know, maybe Brian, I'll have to check with Brian. Maybe he's got her plan to come on tonight to update people. But maybe we can see if we can get her to pop on Monday for a few minutes. She can even just call in and let us know. But again, scnu.us is their website. All right, we're going to go into the newsroom now and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts. Then on the other side, 508-996-0500. Take it away, Mike.
Maine police arrest a teen suspect in a murder. A golfer in New Jersey struck by lightning. And The Late Show with Stephen Colbert has been canceled.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A 17-year-old male from Maine under arrest in connection to the murder of a paddleboarder. According to Maine State Police, the unidentified juvenile was taken into custody without incident and transported to the Long Creek Youth Development Center. The victim was identified as 48-year-old Sunshine Stewart, and the medical examiner's office confirmed her cause of death as strangulation and blunt force trauma. Authorities say the investigation is still ongoing. A medical emergency is the reason why a Southwest Airlines bound for Denver had to make a diversion to Salt Lake City. The crew made the decision to divert while en route from Sacramento. The plane was originally supposed to land in Denver at 9:05 yesterday, but it was about 2 hours late. A Texas cop killer appealing his death sentence. Lawyers for Otis McCain accuse his trial counsel of botching his defense.
With little investigation into their client's life, the result was a penalty phase riddled with errors.
Attorney Sarah Brandon says the jury in the death penalty trial never heard how McCain was having a mental breakdown, and she attacked the prosecution's key witnesses who painted the 50-year-old as a psychopath. McCain allegedly murdered San Antonio police detective Benjamin Marconi in his car, execution style, in 2021. Funeral services are taking place for the golfer who died after being hit by lightning while playing in New Jersey. The wake for Simon Mariani was held yesterday and a funeral taking place this morning. The 28-year-old was hit by lightning during a fast-moving storm last week while he was at the 15th hole at Ballyowen Golf Course in Sussex County. He passed away from his injuries on Monday. Investigators believe a paranormal expert who died suddenly in Pennsylvania while touring with the Annabelle doll last weekend passed away from natural causes.
State police say there was nothing unusual or suspicious inside Dan Rivera's hotel room after the 54-year-old was found dead by co-workers on Sunday night. Rivera was in Gettysburg as part of a cross-country tour with the doll best known from the Conjuring horror movie series and believed by many to be haunted. Rivera's exact cause of death is pending the results of an autopsy. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Fans are slamming a new wig that was recently promoted by the late Tina Turner's estate. The official Tina Turner wig was made of 100% human hair and created by her hairstylist, Arthur Johns. While Johns insists the $1,000 wig is representative of the kind of hairpieces he styled for Turner, fans say it looked like Little Orphan Annie. The wig was removed from the Tina Turner website and all social channels within hours of its introduction. CBS canceling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The network says his final show will be in May. Colbert, who hosted the show since 2015, said he learned of the news on Wednesday night. The network said it's purely a financial decision and not related to the show's performance. CBS says it considers Colbert irreplaceable and will retire the Late Show franchise. The first full trailer for Stranger Things 5 is now out. The final season of the hit Netflix show will follow the aftermath of the villainous Vecna, bringing upside down to Hawkins. Netflix will release the show's final episodes in three parts. The first batch will drop November 26th, which will be followed by the second part on Christmas Day and the series finale on New Year's Eve. Connie Francis, the iconic singer who was one of the top-selling female artists of all time, has died.
You can ask the flowers. I sit for hours.
She died Wednesday night, 2 weeks after being taken to the hospital in extreme pain. Francis sold millions of records throughout the 1950s and 60s with hits like Who's Sorry Now and Where the Boys Are. And she was the first woman to have a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 with the 1960s song Everybody's Somebody's Fool. Francis made it into the Spotify charts just this year, thanks to a TikTok trend using her 1962 song, Pretty Little Baby. Connie Francis was 87. I'm Michael Kastner.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox back at it this afternoon, taking on the Cubs in Chicago at 2:20.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Happy Friday, everyone. Starting out in a much nicer note here with some sunshine to start the day. Temperature is going to be in the low to mid 80s this afternoon, although I really think most of us end up between about 80 and 83 degrees, which is right on the money for this time of year. It's a breezy day, I'll give you that, but some sunshine mixing with the clouds today, and we end up with a nice, comfortable, dry feel rather than the sticky one we've had these last few days as well.
I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Shalhoop. On New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, welcome back in. It is time to check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Hey, what's up, Tim? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. What's going on over there at the Butcher Shop?
A lot of stuff going on today, brother. A lot of steaks coming in and out, a lot of burgers, a lot of chicken, a lot of everything. People are coming in already early.
Yeah, well, hey, earlier is better, right? Because that means you can get yourself some nice, delicious steak for breakfast.
Yeah, it must be a beach day or something, man. Everybody's getting ready for the grill today. It's real crazy.
Well, and I think that's the best part about when it's, you know, a nice summer day today where it's not too hot, people don't mind when the humidity's low. They'll stand out in front of a grill. They don't mind.
Yeah, it's got a nice little breeze. Yeah, you're right on the money, brother. Nice cold beer and cook some nice burgers up and you should be good.
And they can get all of it at the butcher shop.
They can, bro. They can. I got Terrace Majors. I got nice celebrity chops. I got tomahawks. I got ribeyes. I got Bifanas, I got Casula, dude, I got everything you need.
And the good part about it, too, is you also have hot food, too, so if people don't want to have to cook at all, they can just come by and get a nice meal.
Yeah, Hong Kong, man, if you're on lunch or something, you want to come by and grab something, yeah, come get something quick, man. I got plenty of stuff.
And we're in the part of the summertime now where, people start to say, oh, like, I need some new ideas. I've been cooking this all summer. I need some new ideas. And you've got all kinds of recipes and ideas to help them out with.
Yeah, plenty of things to choose from, man. Everybody can do pretty much whatever they want. I got duck. I got goat. I got, so much stuff, man.
And, of course, seafood, too. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I got seafood. Yeah, today's fish day. I got fried fish. Big fish day today, man. Fridays.
And what are you going to have this weekend?
Oh, dude, I'm looking right now. I think I'm just making a nice linguica burger or something like that.
Ooh. So that's with the linguica mixed in with the hamburger?
Yeah, I mix it in together. Yeah, it's nice, man. Got a nice flavor to it.
So good. Put a little grilled up peppers on top of that.
Yeah, ketchup, mustard, relish, tomatoes, all that. You know how that goes.
Sounds good to me. I'm getting hungry already. Well, everybody can come by and get it for themselves at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford, and they can get all kinds of stuff there, like we always say, everything from steak to soccer balls, right?
Yeah, you got it, brother. I got that wine, too.
Yes, definitely go downstairs and find yourself a nice bottle of wine. Across the board, everything from $5 to $500, you've got all kinds of wine there for people.
Hey, you're not wrong, Bill.
All right. Well, thank you for checking in with us. We will let you get back to it.
All right, later. I'll talk to you.
Have a good week.
Bye.
That is Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford. Again, like I said, everything from steak to soccer balls. It is an old school neighborhood market with old school neighborhood kind of feel to it. So stop into the Butcher Shop, 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford. Once you try that meat, you won't want to go anywhere else. All right, 508-996-0500. Let's take a call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Well, Tim, don't you know that it's against the law to create salivation across state lines?
Everything at the Butcher Shop is worth the trip to come here for.
I'm telling you. Hey, well, the reason I'm calling, Epstein is in the news, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I was studying him, I don't know, a couple of years ago when it was a big deal, I was looking at his investments. And apparently there was a company that had babysitter cameras. And Jeffrey Epstein was invested in babysitter cameras, and as well as doorbell cameras. And then he was also invested in a company, I think it's the same company, it's called Carbyne, C-A-R-B-Y-N-E. And Carbyne is selling 911 systems. Like you call 911 for the cops or fire department or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jeffrey Epstein was investing in Carbyne as well. So if anybody's interested in Jeffrey Epstein, study Carbyne, because I don't know if you noticed it, but just the other day in Pennsylvania, their 911 system went down for the entire state. And Carbyne was like one of the first companies to come in and give advice to the state that, well, maybe you should use our services. So I don't think Jeffrey Epstein's big picture is dead.
Well, I mean, also, too, when somebody is wealthy like that, they, they make investments in companies for kind of, top level ideas, too. So he might not necessarily have even known what they were going to be all about. And likewise, they might not have known that he was somebody who was investing in them. The day-to-day people. I'm sure the CEO and people like that would know.
Well, that may be. But like I say, if you just think about babysitter cameras and Jeffrey Epstein, that's pretty creepy. But the 911 systems is also pretty interesting, because if Jeffrey Epstein was blackmailing people, then the 911 system would be an easy way to get the first news about an event involving anybody. And, if you just do a word search of Joe Smith or whoever he's trying to blackmail, or in the case of certain people, you could stifle a news story pretty quickly with you know, the use of early warning about an event going into a 911 call center. So, yeah, it just I urge the state of Pennsylvania, for example, to stay away from carbine. Apparently, they're already in four counties out there, and they've got about 60-something counties. And not a good idea to get into any of Jeffrey Epstein's investments.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Sure, sure.
Have a good day. Sure. And I got to get a break in here. Let's do that. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. Today's Fun Friday question. What was the name of your first pet? What kind of pet was it? It's not a password stealing question. I don't know any of your other details. I don't know any of your other login info. I don't even know what your name is. Most of those callers come up as wireless caller. Don't worry about it. We're not trying to steal your password, which is exactly what somebody who's trying to steal your password would say. But still, we're not. All right, we'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in. Let's go to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How was your concert?
It was a lot of fun. Cyndi Lauper was fantastic.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. She's singing, hitting every note, powerful voice, running around, dancing, costume changes. It's hard to believe she's 72.
I know it. Where was it again?
At Xfinity Center.
I never went there. I did see her, though, at the casino. She did Bluesy.
Oh, yeah. When she came out with the blues album, yeah.
I got the album. She just did a lot of stuff for you, right?
What do you mean?
Different things, because she didn't change outfits on this, but I liked it. She did blues.
Yeah, I think this is more of a party vibe is what they're going for with this tour, because it's her farewell tour, so they're doing it like one big party.
She looks different than when I saw her. She looked. We're all getting older, you know.
Yeah, at one point she took the wig off, and so they just had her in the, you know, whatever that thing is they put over your hair so they can put wigs on you, and she did a number of songs just like that, just, you know, as without the costumes, really, without all that stuff.
Listen to me, you did a real good job on the 60s music. I loved it.
Thank you.
In fact, it was better than down there. They had a band that wasn't really, I mean, 50s. The band down, one band down there wasn't oldies.
Yeah, I've kind of teased Scott Pemberton about that in the past. I was like, you should tell those bands they got to play 50s music. It's 50s night, but they have, you know, the bands have their songs. Because bands have to, like, get permission and pay for licensing to perform certain songs. So they might not have that in their repertoire. Yeah, they're supposed to.
Oh, well, anyways, that one wasn't too good. Hey, Tim, I got to ask you something because you're computer savvy. I brought my phone down to the phone store to be looked at. Mm-hmm. Let me turn this radio down. And because of, I don't know, I can't think straight now. So anyway, now I'm getting texts and they're all like somebody hacked in and it's saying nasty words and they're using some of the words that I had on here, like my son's friend's name is Josie, and how are they doing that to me, and who do you think that is? I never had this before.
I have no idea. I haven't heard of it doing something like that. You know, I mean, sometimes you get texts that people, you know, sometimes, like, these scammers just send texts to everybody and see who responds, but if it's getting, like, sensitive information off your phone, I don't know. I would definitely bring that down to have it looked at by your phone provider.
Yeah, but they're jerks down there. They don't know what they're doing. They always got a different person. They make believe they know.
Oh, I don't. What kind of people, what service do you have?
Tim, it's Metro Zone, Android. Listen, some people, like, they don't want to say, I don't know the directions, how to go somewhere. They'll send you wrong. I'm not that kind of person. I'm straightforward, straight up.
Mm-hmm.
It's either I know it. I don't play games. I don't. You know, it's either I know it or I don't know it. I'm honest. I tell you to your face. I mean, I don't understand people. Every time I go there, this guy's on vacation that's been pretty good with me, and I really didn't want anybody else to touch it. Well, sure enough, I let this guy do it because my girlfriend gave me a ride there, and since he touched it, this is what's going on. I know that I just got like eight small texts that are all stupid, that you know, like hacking.
I wouldn't even know how they would be doing that. So I would say what you could do is you could try blocking that number. What kind of phone is it? Android or iPhone?
Android.
So if you just go into the, I think when you go to the actual text itself, let me look. There's three dots in the upper right-hand corner, and then one of them says block and report spam in the menu.
Yeah.
That should help you at least stop getting the messages. It won't explain how they are able to send them, but at least you'll stop receiving them.
So don't go to settings. Just go look in the corner, and there'll be three dots.
In that message, there should be a menu within that message. That's how mine is. I guess it depends on what version of Android you're running.
But you have you got an Android too?
Mm-hmm.
So three dots, touch that.
Yep. And then there should be an option to block and report spam.
All right.
Okay. Good luck with it.
All right. Have a nice weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. We got to take our final break of the morning. We'll be back in a few moments. Stay tuned. All right, we got someone calling right now. Good morning, Scott. I got about 20 seconds.
Yes, good morning, Tim. I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for everything you did that you do for us. And I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who came down and enjoyed themselves. It was a great time. Another great year.
Well, I've heard nothing but great things.